one, the most important decision you will ever make in your life is not who you marry, it's not your job, none of that. It's who you have a baby with. Please be careful. Please be cautious. This is the most important decision that you will ever make in your life. A baby is forever.
100% accurate, and I'm going to be sharing some shocking stories, real stories from Reddit that demonstrate this, starting with a mother who is more motivated by jealousy than love for her own children. My ex and I are split up. Our older son lives with him and younger with me. We are both not high income, but he's somehow landed a wife who makes 4 times our income, and they often go out of the country on nice vacations, which I guess he has been sharing with the kids. He somehow landed this wealthy wife. The jealousy is clear already. The kids want their passports now thanks to his brainwashing. Telling his own children about the holidays he's been on, she considers brainwashing. I initially said yes because him and my son caught me off guard and started asking me if it was okay one day. Then I had time to think about it and realized how bad things are in the world right now, and I don't feel like it's worth the risk and danger having the kids so far away from me and out of the country with their dad and stepmom. They also need my consent per our custody agreement to go out of the country anyway, and at this point I'd never say yes. So she did say yes, but then she changed her mind and she didn't tell them that she'd changed her mind. The reason is because the world is dangerous, because clearly the father wants to go for a nice summer holiday in eastern Ukraine. But even though the world is dangerous right now, I'm sure in a few years it'll be peaceful again. So today, when my ex asked me if ex-date was okay for the passport appointment, I asked where he is even going to be taking the kids, to which he told me he didn't know yet, they just wanted to get the ball rolling because it takes 3 months to get the passport, and they haven't planned anything specific yet, which I find sketchy. It's funny, what I call a responsible father who plans ahead, she calls sketchy. So I told him and the kids, no, that he needs my consent to take them anywhere because of how bad the world is right now, and I'd never agree, so passports are pointless. My younger son got upset, and my ex got angry also and kept repeating, are you just never going to allow them anywhere then? I never said that, just not right now. So my ex is texting me now saying I'm an asshole and I'm robbing my kids of experiences. He's exactly right. They're missing out on the experience of a bonding trip with their father. Overseas travel, fun, excitement, learning. She's absolutely denying them that. Travel could enrich these children's lives and she's saying no. She says, well, in the custody agreement, I can deny them the right to travel and so I will. This is what it looks like when bitterness is a stronger emotion inside of a woman than love for her own children. I have never gone out of the country and don't have a passport and I am fine, so I don't really buy it. Like, does a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old really need to experience Japan or England or whatever? They can go when they are 18 and probably appreciate it more then. Other than some initial disappointment, my kids haven't even mentioned it to me again, so I have the feeling they don't really care and it's more their dad influencing them. I love the backwards rationalization, like the children are so withdrawn from her, they don't even bother talking to her because she's so unreasonable, and she takes that as proof that they're emotionally fine, they're over it. And she's like, who would even want to go to Japan or England before age 18? God, I feel so sorry for the children, and also for the dad. This sucks for the stepmom. It can't be easy being the new partner, you know, meeting these children. You want to bond with them, you want to create that connection. You're probably a little bit nervous that you're taking their dad away for like these awesome holidays, you know, and they can't come. And so she's doing thoroughly decent things. She's using her wealth to be like, you know what? Why don't you kids come with us? You can come with your dad and I. We'll all have an experience together. That's really an amazing step parent. That's exactly what you would want, someone who's making that effort. But no, the biological mother is stepping in and sabotaging it. It's very sad, but it's a really good advertisement for why it can be such a dangerous thing to take on the responsibilities of being a step-parent. I see this in my Hey Hero requests a lot, is that men meet a woman and they fall for her, they feel really bonded, like they want to spend their life with her, but she already has children, and he doesn't know what to do. On the one hand, he's thinking, you know, like, this is dangerous, like, they're not my children, what's the relationship going to be like? But there's also this voice that says, you know, step up, be a man, take responsibility. You've always wanted children, like here's your opportunity. But the problem is that he's not the real father. He's never going to have that authority, that real connection. And the next story is such a painful demonstration of what happens to a stepfather after he's stripped of authority. The reaction from the mother is extraordinary. She gets so pissed off. This next story angered me, but it also made me laugh. But before we read that story, we need to address the elephant in the room. Why does my skin look so good? I wish I could say it was genetics, but the true hero of this story is Tiege Hanley. Gentlemen, you need to stop borrowing skin cream from your girlfriend or from your sister. You know, your friends are starting to notice that you smell like flowers. You got to cut it out. And I get it. You want your skin to look healthy and young, but you've got to do it with a man's product. That's what Tiege Hanley offers. High quality skincare specifically designed for men. It's so easy. You get the starter box and it has all the creams you need. Your AM cream, your PM cream, your facial scrub, your daily wash. It comes with an instruction card that tells you when to apply, how much. You just sit back, do what you're told, and watch your skin improve. It's so easy. And if you live inside the US, they're even going to ship it directly to your door for free. People love their products. Check out these recent 5-star reviews. Top-notch skincare system, opulence in a tube. Products always arrive on time and has been a daily habit for 6 months now. Highly satisfied with the results. Love the routines and the care that I put into this. If you order the starter box today, not only are you going to get it at 30% off, but they're going to throw in a free gift as well. Just click the link in the description box below and get better skin starting today. All right, let's get to the next story and hear the creative way that this man responded when he was stripped of his authority inside his own house. My wife and I have been married for about 4 years. She brought 3 kids from previous relationships into the marriage while I have none. They moved into my house after the marriage because I live in a better school district. Obviously, we've had our ups and downs, but overall it's been good until a couple of weeks ago when I woke up and found a large dent running down the entire passenger side of my car. The dent is about a hand wide, starts at the front fender, and runs all the way back to the rear tire. I was furious and thought someone sideswept my car as it was parked on the street. I checked our doorbell camera to see if it recorded anything and was surprised to see our 16-year-old daughter sneaking out of the house in the middle of the night and driving off in my car. She later returned hours later, stumbling into the house. Outside of those two events, the doorbell camera didn't record anything else but a couple of passing cars that didn't even come close to mine. I angrily showed my wife the recording and told her our daughter needs to be punished, but she said that she'll talk to her. I argued that talk isn't enough, which led us into an argument. My wife argued that the new family dynamic has been hard on the kids, while I argued that that doesn't excuse the damage done to my car. I wanted her to agree to ground our daughter from social media and make her get a job to pay back for the damage. We argued for hours until she said, "I don't get a say in any punishment because I'm not her father." That ended the argument and I walked off. This man let 3 children that are not his move into his house. The 16-year-old daughter stole his car, got drunk, crashed it, came home, lied about it. It's not like she confessed to any of this. He had to go to the camera footage to catch her. This is his property happening on his house, and so he wants her to repay the damage that she's created. But the mother says, "No, you're not allowed to do that because you're not the real father." Just pause for a moment and ask yourself this. How would you respond in this situation? How would you handle this? Just think about that. And let's hear how he handled it. Since then, I've checked out of any parental duties. I've been an adult and still make sure the kids are safe and fed, but I haven't done anything a father would do. They had doctor's appointments last week for their checkups because they play sports in school, and I refuse to drive them, causing my wife to have to take off work. They start school next week, and I've dropped them off ever since they moved in, but I told my wife she'll have to do it this year. She argued that she can't because of her work schedule, and I answered that a mother would figure it out. She called me a child and to grow up. I think since I'm not the father, I don't have to take on the responsibilities of one, but obviously she disagrees. Is this petty, and is it potentially harming the children when actually the mother is at fault? Yes, but from where I'm sitting, he's 100% within his rights to do this. She doesn't get to pick and choose like this. Like, yes, I want to live in your house. I want you to provide for them. I want you to drive them to doctor's appointments because you're like a father. But what's that? My 16-year-old daughter stole, got drunk, damaged your car? No, you have no say in the consequences of that because you're not the father. No, honestly, fuck that. You cannot assign a man responsibility for something that he has no authority over. It's situations like this that caution men against ever stepping up and becoming stepfathers. But actually, it's this final story that really drives this point home. If that last story made you angry, I think this next story is probably just going to make you sad. I, a 27-year-old female, have chosen to walk down the aisle alone on my wedding day. The decision was made for 2 reasons. My dad died when I was 7, and he would be my number one choice if he were alive, but he's not. And 2, my mum has made it perfectly clear that she would find it disrespectful to my stepdad if she walked me down the aisle and so would not do it. Given that both of my parents are out and I don't want to ask my paternal grandparents to do too much, my grandma and I are already sharing a special dance. Walking alone is what I feel the most comfortable doing. It is weird to walk down the aisle by yourself. Typically, it's something that the father does. And if not the father, then some father type figure. And so in this circumstance, it would naturally fall, you would think, to the stepfather. But she says no, she doesn't want to do that. And that would probably be understandable if they had a fractured relationship or he's a really terrible guy. And maybe that's the case. Let's read on. Let's find out. I could ask my stepdad. And even when I contemplated my decision, I knew he would want to do it. But it would make me sad to have him walk me instead of my dad, if I'm honest. I think my stepdad is a good man, and he has tried his very best to be a dad for me. But I didn't want a dad when I lost mine. I wanted my dad. Nobody else was ever going to be able to fill that role in my heart. By her own acknowledgement, her stepdad is a good man who tried his best with her. And that's what a lot of men need to understand in these circumstances of being a step-parent. In a lot of these cases, you'll just never live up to being the real dad. It doesn't matter how much effort you put in, how much you sacrifice, you're gonna fall short. Biology runs deep. I asked my mum and stepdad if they would like to do a joint toast or two separate ones, and whether they would like to walk down the aisle slash dance to specific songs. While discussing this, my stepdad asked who I would be walking with, and I told him I was walking alone. He offered to do it, and I said it was a lovely offer, but I would walk alone. He pressed me on why, and I said it felt like the best option. He said it would mean the world to him if he could do it, if just once he could feel like he's a real dad and not just second place to my dad. I told him I understood, but it was not an option on the table. You have to wonder what her real father would have wanted in these circumstances. Would he have wanted her to walk alone so everybody is aware of his absence? Or would he have wanted that honor to go to the man who stepped up and tried to provide that father figure after he was unable to do it? I would think if her biological father was a good guy, he would be grateful to this step parent. This awesome guy who stepped up and loved his mother, who treated his daughter well, who provided emotional and financial support for them both. If her dad was as great a man as she remembers, I would think that he would be grateful that there's an opportunity to honor the man who did so much for his family after he tragically passed. He said he was already being shamed by having to watch me dance with my grandma when it should be a father/daughter dance, but to have everyone watch me walk alone when they know I have a stepdad is going to send a very big message. He's exactly right. It sends a big message. In Western cultures, it seems like everyone's forgetting that weddings are not only for the bride and groom. Weddings are a family affair. It's a chance to bring everybody together for this celebration. It's not just about you. The fact that she is so self-involved and she's prioritizing her own misguided feelings instead of granting him this small gesture that would mean the world to him is so sad. I know people will ask about details on our relationship, etc. I met my stepdad when I was 9 and he married my mum when I was 10. He offered to adopt me and give me his last name, and I turned him down 5 times in the 8 years I lived with them. He was married before my mum and he lost his wife and unborn baby in an accident. Oh, it's so tragic. He was also made sterile by the same accident. He always longed to be a dad. God. We got along well, but our relationship was always more to him than it was to me. Where he sees a daughter and wants a daughter, I see a good man and someone who is a great spouse to my mum and is good to me, but does not fill the father role he wants to emotionally for me. Physically he did, but emotionally I never felt like he was my dad, and everyone in our lives is aware that I feel as though I have one dad and my stepdad is my stepdad. My mum and stepdad say I am rude and heartless for turning down the offer. Yes. I think they're right. I think you're completely heartless, and I think you're spitting in the face of the man who did so much for you. And unfortunately, stories like this are just a painful reminder of how dangerous it is to be a step-parent, how thankless that chore can be. To sacrifice so much, to take on so much responsibility, and to potentially get no gratitude at the end of it. I know it's fashionable in some circles to just like hate on single mothers, and I mean it's really toxic. I don't like that at all. There's no intention of that. There's no shame here, but I do have a strong desire to protect men against being suckers, because the masculine instinct is to protect and to provide and to step up and to sacrifice, and that goodness inside men can cause them to make decisions that are highly irrational. It is not a small thing to step into the role of a step-parent. It's massive. Please consider all of the ramifications before making that decision. If you enjoy listening to real stories like this and then analyzing the psychology, you're going to absolutely love my course. It features 10 real stories, 100 questions in total. Go to my website and read the reviews. People absolutely love this course. It's so popular for a reason. It's very affordable. And if you're just itching to hear me analyze more Reddit stories, then come watch the Patreon version of this video, because I've got a whole nother bonus story in that video. What you see on YouTube, these are typically just shortened versions of my videos. If you want to see the full uncut videos, come over to Patreon.